In the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. In the land of monsters, the dedicated legal staff who investigate these deplorable felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories.
The plaintiff is the first to enter the courtroom floor. She's covered in dark red scales that protect her body, her large, powerful tail following behind her as she shambles forward. Next comes the prosecutor, my opponent. She's a dark elf, utterly gorgeous, with chocolate skin and a scandalous outfit that does little to conceal her voluptuous form. Finally, the judge arrives and takes her seat upon high. She's a succubus, an incarnation of lust and sensuality with fair skin, bat-like wings, and a spade-tipped tail. I didn't expect to be here today, but I'm my client's only hope. I won't give in. I have to prove his innocence.
All rise. Is the prosecution ready?
The prosecution is ready, Your Honor.
Ah, Miss Half-Sin, Half-Vice. I was unaware that you would be representing the plaintiff today. How have you been?
Quite well, thank you. The invasion of the human territory has been going exceedingly well, so I've been in quite high spirits. The slave markets are full to bursting.
I can imagine. We should meet up for dinner after this. I'm quite interested to hear more.
Certainly. We can have a toast to my victory.
Well, since you're the prosecution, I'm sure this will be a quick case. But let's not quite get that far ahead of ourselves, yes? Is the defense ready?
The defense has been ready for some time now, Your Honor.
Oh, my apologies. It seems that I mistook you for a human woman. You are a sea bishop, are you not? It's quite rare for one of your kind to be this far inland. This court is quite honored to host you, Miss Fields of Lupine.
Thank you, Your Honor, and I bear no ill will for your mistake. I know that we can be quite hard to tell apart from human women without our fins and fishtails. My goddess, great and merciful Poseidon, has gifted us with the power to go take human form and traverse the land, spreading peace and love in her name. I am ready to see that justice is done and that the truth of this case can be laid bare for all to see.
A rookie defense lawyer crawls out of the ocean and walks all the way here just to deliver a sermon? You're wasting your time, girl.
I may be a novice, but I believe in my client. I will defend him until the last inconsistency has been turned over.
My goodness. It's been quite a while since I felt such a tension between the stands. It reminds me of my younger days. This should prove an interesting case, so let's get the show on the road. This court is now in session. In the name of Lilith, she who is most unholy, justice will be done. Today we hear the case of Ruthie Wren versus Steele. Miss Half-Sin, Half-Vice, please relay the basic facts of this case to the court.
Of course. Yesterday, at approximately 2 p.m., my client, Miss Ruthie Wren, was advancing on one of the last remaining human villages that has not yet been absorbed by our invasion force. She noticed that the humans were evacuating by caravan and proceeded to approach them, intending to cross the river before her with the town's western bridge. However, the defendant, one Mr. Steele, intercepted her, assuming her hostile intentions and challenging her to a duel over the bridge.
Everything matches the record so far. Please continue.
Miss Ruthie Wren decided to accept his challenge. The two combatants drew their weapons, Miss Ruthie Wren using a sword and Mr. Steele using a spear. This is jumping ahead a bit, but Mr. Steele was captured along with the caravan several hours later, and the other humans acted as eyewitnesses, stating that the duel lasted several minutes and was quite intense.
So I assume that Miss Ruthie Wren won the duel then?
If that were true, Your Honor, then we wouldn't have a case.
Oh, yes. Of course. So Mr. Steele defeated the plaintiff. I don't see what the crime is in that. The records state that she's perfectly fine, other than a few cuts and bruises.
But that's the problem. Miss Ruthie Wren is a salamander, Your Honor. An unmarried one.
Order! I will have order in the gallery. Miss Half-Sin, Half-Vice, Am I to understand that the defendant engaged in a fair and honorable duel with a salamander and then did nothing? That's a very serious accusation.
It's more than an accusation, Your Honor. It is the truth.
Hold it! We have yet to even cross-examine anyone. The truth of this case is far from established.
Perhaps to an amateur. I can see the inevitable result of this case as clear as day.
The defense is correct. We should move on to cross-examination. Miss Half-Sin, Half-Vice, who do you call to the stand?
The prosecution calls the plaintiff, Miss Ruthie Wren, to the stand.
Very well. State your name and occupation for the court, please.
Oh, okay. My name is Ruthie Wren, and I'm a warrior in the Gray Talons Mercenary Company. I think. I don't know if I still am.
I know it's difficult to talk about, but please recount your side of the incident for us, Miss Wren.
Okay, I'll do my best. Where should I start?
Let's start the day of. Where were you and what were you doing? Why were you heading toward the human village?
That day was fairly uneventful for me. I was deployed on a solo scouting mission to the foothills, moving along the river to look for any fleeing humans. And, like with all the other mercenary companies, we weren't trying to hurt anybody. My orders were just to identify the locations of any stragglers. I wasn't expected to start capturing a village by myself.
Hold it! If your orders were to simply scout and identify, then why did you approach my client on the bridge leading into town?
Well, I mean...
We need to know the truth, Miss Ruthie.
I know, it's just embarrassing to admit it out loud. The reason I approached the village is because I laid eyes on the most handsome man that I've ever seen. He was standing at the edge of the road, shouting and waving at the other humans piling into a wagon. He was so tall, and his shoulders were so broad. He had wonderful plate armor on, and had an incredible halberd as his weapon. He lowered it as soon as he spotted me, assuming a combat stance and locking eyes with me. Oh, his eyes were dark brown, and they were so dreamy.
So you're claiming that my client wore plate armor and wielded a halberd? That contradicts the testimony of several eyewitnesses in my client's own statement. Furthermore, my client is not of particularly large stature.
So she's romanticizing him a bit. Is it really that important that you feel the need to waste the judge's time?
Yes. I agree. There is no need to debate such petty details. The girl is clearly in love.
Fine. What happened next? My client challenged you to a duel, correct?
Yes. Oh, he was so cute. He did that thing humans do. You know, where they call us horrible monsters because their leaders make propaganda that has people think we're violent brutes. I didn't really mind, though. He looked so brave, standing on the bridge with his weapon pointed at me. The wind was blowing a little, ruffling his hair and making his cape flow in the air. I think I fell in love right there.
And we know that you accepted the duel. How did it go?
It was wonderful. The sound of clashing steel filled the air for what felt like an hour. I was stronger than he was, of course, but he had speed, and his spear gave him a lot of reach. I would go to feint at him, but he saw right through it, jabbing at me and forcing me back. There was one time when he almost knocked me right off the bridge. I was getting really worked up, so I decided to breathe fire on my weapon and ignite it, right? I don't do that for just anyone. After that, we were both panting, circling each other. I remember hearing the crackling flames of my sword in the back of my mind, smiling at him as we prepared to strike.
What happened next?
He dashed forward, spear raised like he was going to strike. I prepared to counter, but then he stuck the butt of the spear on the ground, and he pole vaulted right over my head.
Truly? That's quite an impressive feat.
It was amazing. I probably should have rolled out of the way, but I was just so impressed I kind of just stood there with my jaw hanging down as he thwacked me on the side of the head with the hilt of his spear. And then he struck out his foot and hit my knees, sweeping me off my feet.
So this was the end of the duel?
Right. As soon as I hit the ground, he ran up, kicked my sword away, planted his boot on my chest, pointing his spear at my throat. He said, "Begone from this place, scale woman. Accept defeat and leave now, or I shall thrust my spear deep into your flesh and end the threat you pose to this land forevermore." I think I came right then and there.
Understandable. And what did the defendant do after that? How did he react?
He looked really confused, and then he just left. He didn't even do anything to me. I didn't understand it. He didn't even strip me or grope me or take my equipment as a trophy. He just left.
And there you have it, Your Honor. In salamander tradition, being defeated in honorable single combat by a human is a rare incident, but when it happens, it is a binding contract. By the salamander clan law, Miss Wren is now the defendant's wife. She is obligated to be his dutiful spouse and to bear him strong, healthy children, ensuring that each generation of salamanders is stronger and more capable than the last. Miss Wren, how did it make you feel when you realized that Mr. Steele wasn't going to violate you?
It made me feel useless and ugly. Like everything I'd been told was a lie. My mother always told me to keep fighting and getting stronger, that one day I'd meet my match. I just wanted to be beaten by a worthy man. Is that wrong? I was going to be his wife and cook and care for him and love him. I wanted to have his babies. I would be an egg-bellied conquest, and everyone would see how powerful and manly he was to defeat me and breed me, but...
But he denied you. By committing such a deplorable act of cowardice and running away from Miss Wren, Mr. Steele denied her not only of her civil rights, but he denied the future of all salamander and lizard kind. Is it wrong to want to find love, Your Honor? Is it wrong to want to be a loving wife, to bear a worthy man's offspring and have a happy family?
Of course not. You're absolutely right, Miss Half Sin, Half Vice. Why, I think this trial is basically solved already.
Objection! Your Honor, if everything we've heard up until now is true, then this only proves my client's innocence.
Are you insane? Do you truly intend to argue against me after all of this?
I must agree. I can see little reason to keep this trial going any longer.
Just a moment, Your Honor, please. I still have the right of cross-examination.
I suppose... Very well, Miss Fields of Lupine. But make it quick. I have a victory dinner to attend in a few hours.
Is this how all courts operate on land? The prosecution is manipulating the judge like a puppet. Miss Ruthie, is everything you've stated up until now the entirety of your recollection? You haven't omitted any details.
Nothing important, I don't think.
Then I might ask, where is your clan's homeland in relation to our current location?
Objection! Your Honor, this line of questioning is entirely irrelevant.
This information is absolutely crucial to the case, Your Honor.
Objection overruled. This had better be good, Miss Fields of Lupine, or this case is over.
I understand. Now, Miss Ruthie, your clan's homeland?
It's quite far away from here, in the arid mountains. Really far away from here, maybe thousands of miles?
And while salamander traditions have been integrated into the Dark Elf nations that have absorbed their clans, salamander laws only apply within either their own or Dark Elf territory.
Objection! Is that the best you can do, amateur? Then you've lost. The human monarchy surrendered a week ago. The entire nation has been legally annexed and is now Dark Elf territory, so the duel is a binding marriage contract.
Exactly, and it's precisely because this is Dark Elf territory that this duel is completely illegitimate.
What?
What in the name of Lilith is she talking about?
It's illegitimate?
Order! I will have order in this court. Silence in the gallery or you will be expelled. Miss Fields of Lupine, I hope you have an exceedingly good explanation for this claim.
Of course, Your Honor. You see, when the Salamander clans were integrated into the Dark Elf Empires, there were a variety of contracts and subclauses brought up that were not initially in Salamander law. Cases concerning slaves, mercenary work, and the like.
And your point is?
I'm surprised, Miss Hafs. I would have thought a venerable Dark Elf like you would have known all about it.
Known about what?
According to Section 189, Article 15 of the Integrated Society Code under Dark Elf law, marriage contracts via marital duel are only binding if both parties can be reasonably assumed to be aware of the consequences of a human victory. And, Miss Ruthie, did you explain to my client what would happen if he defeated you before starting the duel?
What? I...
Well, give us the truth, Miss Ruthie.
Objection! She's badgering her, Your Honor.
Objection overruled. As much as I don't like to admit it, the defense is right. Answer the question, Miss Ruthie Wren.
I don't think I did, but I thought that—
That he would know already? I would hardly call that a fair assumption, would you? How many thousands of miles away from the Salamander homelands are we again? Does even a single native salamander or lizard reside in this land? It can hardly be considered a reasonable expectation for a human male living in an isolated village thousands of miles away to understand salamander mating habits.
Oh no. I've made a huge mistake, haven't I? I was so distracted before the fight and so distraught afterwards that I never even noticed. I made such a big assumption. Honey, no, still, I'm sorry. The only one who made a mistake here is me. I should have considered your feelings and I didn't. I still love you, but I understand that you don't share my feelings, and I hope you can forgive me.
Unbelievable. This can't be happening. Damn it!
Your Honor, I think we're done here for filing a false claim. I'm ready to accept my punishment.
I am simply speechless as to the proceedings today. I've never seen such a dramatic turn of events in all my years as a judge. But yes, you've made things quite clear, Miss Fields of Lupine. I am ready to announce my verdict. This court finds the defendant.
Objection! Not so fast, Your Honor.
What? The defense? Why are you objecting to me? I'm about to end the trial in your client's favor.
Your Honor, I believe my client has something he would like to say to Miss Ruthie.
This is highly irregular, but go ahead, I suppose.
You want to say something to me? You what? Really?
You... What?
He accepted her statement of love as a confession? Is this reality? Am I dreaming?
Order! Order! Wait. Wait, what? Mr. Steele, am I to understand that you are now accepting the results of the duel? And that you wish to claim Miss Ruthie Wren as your trophy wife? I see. Well... As I'm afraid your own defense attorney proved, the duel was illegitimate and therefore cannot be enforced. However, I believe that there is an outcome here that will satisfy everyone. Now, if I can be allowed to finish without interruption this time, does the prosecution have any further objections?
The prosecution has no further objections.
Then this court hereby finds the defendant not guilty. Order. However, given the severity of Miss Ruthie Wren's false claim, she cannot go without punishment. For your crimes, this court sentences you to lengthy sexual intercourse and subsequent impregnation by a court-appointed male. Mr. Steele, do you object to fulfilling this role? Very good. Miss Ruthie Wren, your punishment is to be carried out immediately. You have 3 months to announce a successful pregnancy to the court, the failure of which will result in further punishment. This court is adjourned. Now, before you all leave, technically, post-trial orgies are reserved for guilty verdicts. But given the circumstance of today's case, I'm going to make a special exception. Partner up and indulge in each other. Everyone.
Fields of Lupine, this isn't over.
What do you mean? The court is adjourned.
I mean between us. You cost me my perfect record, amateur.
I am inexperienced, yes, but I have traveled far around the world during my wandering, and I have learned a great many things from instructors wiser than myself. The specific laws about salamander and lizard integration? I learned it from the great chieftain herself while I was in the Great Mountains to the south. So, I'm sorry that I've stained your record, but the truth of this case was revealed, and serving the spirit of justice is rather more important than furthering your own accomplishments, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, spare me the sermon, you damn sea angel. I bet you've got such a fucking justice boner right now, don't you?
What? I am not familiar with this expression.
Whatever. The next time we meet in court, I will make up for this loss. You had better be prepared.
Oh, I will be ready. You can count on that.
Oh, was that half-sin, half-vice storming off? She must be fuming to finally have her perfect record broken.
She certainly didn't seem happy.
I must admit, I had my doubts about you, but you proved me wrong. You performed excellently today, Miss Fields of Lupine. Will you be staying for the post-verdict orgy?
I'm afraid not. I have yet to find my own husband, so I feel little reason to stay.
All right. You're kind of religiously monogamous. As a succubus, I can't say I really understand that choice. But I can respect it.
Miss Defense Attorney, thank you for proving me wrong today. I owe you so much.
You are quite welcome. It was a very strange case, but it all seemed to work out in the end. I hope that you and Mr. Steele will have a happy life together. I shall be praying for your swift and successful pregnancy.
Come to think of it, as a sea bishop, you're allowed to officiate marriages, are you not?
Indeed, although only within a body of water. I'd be happy to assist you with the proper marriage ceremony later on, though, as a creature of fire, I'm not sure you'd want one.
No, I think that would be wonderful. Thank you, Miss Fields of Lupine.
Then I shall look forward to hearing from you soon. Farewell for now, Miss Ruthie. Give my regards to your new mate.
Well, our mysterious defense attorney has come and gone, although I suspect we'll be seeing much more of her in this courtroom. I suppose I'll go and find Miss Half-Sin, Half-Vice. She usually calms down after some intense oral. Take care, Miss Ruthie Wren, and congratulations.
Thank you, Your Honor. Oh, there you are, honey. Are you ready to go? Well, if everyone else is leaving, I feel like we should go get some privacy, too. Come on, ready to carry out my punishment and claim your prize? Let's go find somewhere private.